This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists don't know what too far is until they've destroyed themselves. You know, they don't even know where things will end up. They don't ever play their stuff out to the end. I mean, we've got a project called Seeking Educational Excellence. I'll get it out. Seeking Educational Excellence. And we're working with former leftist professors who've seen the light. They've seen what their policies have created, and they're now afraid of the students that they used to, you know, encourage to be socialist and anarchist and whatever else. And they're going, where did we go wrong? And we're going, well, you went wrong at the beginning. You let a child raise themselves. You got feral children now in colleges. But it's across the board. Business and you name it. Give me your Democrat, run anything, and I'm going to give you something that's either got problems or it's got future problems in the making. God, okay, so business, Democrats in business, crack pipe vending machines coming to a major Democrat-controlled city near you. Now, this is in New York. Officials in Suffolk County, New York, are baffled by at least three crack pipe vending machines that appeared on Long Island. And they're going, are there more? Now, I don't know what the code is among crackheads, that somebody's narking on them, you know, telling them, hey, there's these illegal crack pipe vending machines. But the story's funny, not because that they're condoning the use of crack and by, you know, getting these crack pipes out there. This story gets crazy. I promise you, the Paul Harvey, the rest of the story here is one of these ones that you go, you got to be kidding. So here's what it says. The blue and white vending machines, which featured words sketch pens on the outside in black and red font, were mounted in cement into the ground and would dispense a small glass tube and a filter. Included was the top of a pen, which could be put into a glass tube to form a pen along with an ink tube. So they're selling this pen, and they use the finger, you know, the quotes. They cost $2 each, and the machine will accept payment in the form of 8 quarters. Now, everybody involved with this knows that the pens, finger quotes, are not really pens. They're crack pipes. And some industrious entrepreneur says, well, I'm going to put these pipes, this pen dispensing machine in these very blighted areas of Long Island. And here's what the guy goes on to say. You think you've heard of everything, said Brookhaven supervisor Ed Romain. I continue to be surprised by some of the audacity of those that would break the law in promoting drugs and drug paraphernalia. He continues to be surprised in New York that people are breaking the law with drugs and drug paraphernalia. If he said that in Middle Tennessee somewhere, I'd go, I'm not surprised. I buy that comment. You are shocked that in New York, you know, I mean, really one of the boroughs that it's shocking. So local resident Scott Maltz and a friend took a video of one of the vending machines and posted it to Facebook. And here's what he wrote. I wanted the community to see what was going on and try to get rid of it as quick as possible, because that's actually a bad area for drugs. So this entrepreneur puts his machine in cement in a bad area for drugs, probably figuring, you know, crackheads will use it and nobody's going to care, you know, what's going on. Why didn't he just put a cell phone, this, you know, one of these cell phone vending machines right next to it, where you steal a cell phone, you can, you know, return it right there, get your money, then go buy your crack pipe. And then, why not go a step further and call it a laundry pods and make a machine that will give you laundry pods right next to your pen machine, your ink pen machine. I mean, why not go all the way? So anyway, somebody sees it, and that's what it's a bad area for drugs, blah, blah, blah. Danielle Blum said one was located just outside her apartment complex on Route 112 in Medford. She said an angry community member smashed it to pieces. We've been here for 3 years, she said. We've never had any problems, and now this? So it's pretty disgusting. That's what she told WABC-TV. But let me say to Danielle, if they put a crack pipe machine in your area, you've been living amongst the crackheads. They know where to put the machines. Now, here's where the story gets interesting and funny to me. Local police will determine if the machines warrant criminal charges. Now, I'm going to tell you, this entrepreneur has gotten out of this by saying, no, I'm selling pens. So he's not going to be prosecuted. Let's be clear about that. But here's what got me. Yep, the rest of the story. To sell a pipe is not illegal, but this is considered drug paraphernalia, town councilman Michael Logercio. As he said, but here's what he also said. And it is also being dispensed from a machine that was installed illegally per town code. Did you catch it? I'm sure you did. This guy's saying, look, to sell a pipe is not illegal, but this is considered drug paraphernalia. So, look, we got some wiggle room there. But where we can't allow this man to do what he did, or this person, this entrepreneur, could be a woman, was to install this machine illegally per the town code. That's where we'll get him. Because the city needs to make its money. Oh, yeah. I don't care about your crackheads. I don't care about your bad neighborhood. I don't care about any of this other stuff. I'll let you come on in, entrepreneur. Talk to us. You want to set up crackhead machines all over the city? Let's have a discussion. But if you put them illegally, now you got problems. Because you're trying to go around the money making of the Democrats. And we don't allow for that. That's what this is really about with your crack vending machines. If you think they care about the citizens, you'd be dead wrong. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Monkeypox. Have you heard of this? Monkeypox, P-O-X, like smallpox, chickenpox, monkeypox. Chickenpox. Do cowards get mad when people say chickenpox? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. We make fun of the news, but in an entertaining way, and quite frankly, in a way that makes you learn. Oh, yes, indeed. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Speak with the professor. That would be me, the chancellor. Or you can write to us, kjradio.com. Just find the contact information and get it to us. You want to be a part of this? Come on, join. We'd love to have you. Get off the bench. Come on, get in the game. This is going to be, right now, this is a fun time to be involved with us as an organization. I'm not talking about paying you. I'm talking about you volunteering to do something. We will put you to work. And the more specific in what you want to do, Kevin, I'd like to cut clips. I'd like to find out, you know, I get a lot of clips out there. I see stuff. Okay, great. Kevin, I'm a great researcher. I know, you know, I know all the news is coming up. Kevin, I'm a decent writer. I'm a great editor. We need it all. I would love, let me tell you, I wish I had the budget to hire every one of you and pay you half of minimum wage. Why? Why should they get paid more than you guys? Yeah, my producers are shaking their head going, yeah, see? Kevin's looking out for us. I am. No, I would love to hire you and pay you all $100,000 a year and let you work 4 hours a week. And, you know, whatever, be like leftists. But I don't have that kind of coin. And you know you wouldn't take it anyway. You would be like, Kevin, let me get this straight. You're going to hire me for $100,000 a year. I'm going to work 4 hours a week. And they go, yeah. And you go, so that's like 200 hours a year. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be making like $5,000 an hour. Right. Okay. No, because I'm going to tell you what. I'd sign up. I would be a stone cold leftist right then and there. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Monkeypox is being discussed. And when I saw monkeypox, the first thing that came to my mind was, why is the NAACP not all over this? Why monkeypox? I mean, why didn't they call it bird pox? They got bird flu. They got swine flu. Speaking of swine flu, I mean, shouldn't that offend somebody? I mean, the Colin Kaepernick would say swine flu should offend the cops, right? The pigs. There's an animal for everything. Snake oil salesman, you know, all kinds of stuff. But monkey. Oh, boy. Kevin, you didn't just go talking about a monkey, did you? Because you know that's a code word for the N-word. Which is a code word for... well, the N-word. If we were in public, I mean, if we were outside of radio, I'd tell you what that means, white folks. Monkeypox. Fox News health alert. Second case of monkeypox was reported in England just 2 days after the first ever case of monkeypox was confirmed in Cornwall. The Brits have monkeypox. I wonder, does it have anything to do with Meghan Markle? I'm just saying. They got a black royal now. If we're going to go there, how about we just go all the way? Oh, I know. It's offending some people since... but Kevin, what are you saying? Meghan Markle's a monkey? Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying, if we have to associate blackness with monkeys, Meghan Markle is now a royal. That's a first. They got their first two cases of monkeypox. They never had this with a white royal wedding. Why not blame it on Meghan Markle? Monkeypox. Get this. Both patients are believed to have recently visited Nigeria. But the two cases appear unrelated. It's a rare disease, they say, monkeypox, that does not spread easily between people. It's considered mild and typically occurs in remote parts of Central and West Africa, according to the World Health Organization. Now, I saw the monkeypox graphic, and on the hands of the person that it had, it looked like they had these sort of, what do you call them? Like, you ever had, like, what's that stuff? Anyway, they look like, they were cylindrical, you know, say, 3/4 inch circles that had sort of these little viral looking, I don't know, these bacterial looking things on the edges of them. I can't remember what, ringworm. That's what I'm trying to think of. Ringworm. Thank you, man. Wow, you just earned your keep. Mm-hmm. They look like ringworm. And on the dude's fingers, I guess maybe it was a monkey's hand because they didn't show the picture, but it looked like monkey hands. And this monkey pox, it had, you know, like the bottom of the base of the thumb on one of the index fingers, you know, in the crack of the fingers. So it had a series of these little things on them, these little ringy looking things, ringworm looking things. And that was monkeypox. And they go, it's mild. I go, that may look mild to you, but I wouldn't want that on my face. I don't know what mild is. It looked pretty ugly. Anyway, they say it's mild. Here's the rest of the article. It's likely that monkeypox continues to circulate in Nigeria and therefore could affect travelers who are returning from that part of the world. However, it's very unusual to see two cases in a relatively short space of time. This is according to Dr. Nick Finn, Deputy Director of Public Health England's National Infection Service. Now, I can only imagine if monkeypox were brought over from Mexico, what leftists would say. You know, think about it. It's coming from Africa into Britain. They call it monkeypox. What would they call it, like Javier pox or Raul pox, or what do we associate with Mexicans animal wise? Chihuahua pox? Chihuahua pox. They go around for the border. Look, two cases of monkeypox from Nigeria that related, I mean unrelated in one sense. Can you figure this out? Where were you in Nigeria? Were you around any monkeys? Where did you stay? What did you touch? I mean, I want to know. I don't want to catch monkeypox. I mean, despite being black, I don't want monkeypox. I'm just saying. I don't know what you white folks are. You may think you're immune, but it ain't. Apparently, I don't know whether these people in Britain were blacks or not. Maybe we should get the rest of the story on this. But I'm not too cool with the idea of getting monkeypox. I don't even want it for white folks. I don't want you to get monkeypox. Guilt by association. Huh? I just think this is a crazy story. And I'm saying monkeypox intentionally because I want leftists to be all upset. And I'm associating it with black folks because let me tell you, I believe the two people that went to the British, that went to Nigeria and came back with monkeypox were two black folks from Britain, probably of Nigerian origin. Why don't you just tell us that? Why don't you just say, it isn't two white folks, it's two Nigerians that came back with monkeypox. That's up. Let us know the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump had a message for Speaker of the House Paul Ryan regarding the birthright citizenship issue, but out. The president said on Twitter that Paul Ryan should focus on holding the majority rather than giving his opinions on birthright citizenship. Republican Kris Kobach is running for governor in Kansas. He explains his interpretation of the 14th Amendment.
The 14th Amendment doesn't say all persons born in the United States are citizens thereof, are citizens of the United States. It says all persons born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens.
A rare polio-like illness continues to spread across the United States, puzzling healthcare providers and those who are investigating the mysterious condition. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Baltimore has the worst homicide rate among the nation's big cities. That's according to new crime data released by the FBI. WJZ is live at City Police Headquarters. Rick Ritter breaks it all down for us. Rick?
Well, Mary, just months ago, the USA Today named Baltimore the most dangerous city. Now the city falls on top of the FBI's list. With 342 homicides last year, Baltimore beat out other cities like Detroit, Philadelphia, Mary, even Chicago. The crime scene tape, the shell casings, and the families torn apart. It's a scene that's become all too common for Baltimore. Gun violence the city can't seem to shake.
This generation is killing off one another, and it's so sad.
According to the FBI, Baltimore has the worst homicide rate among the nation's big cities. With 342 murders last year, that's 56 per 100,000 people who live in Baltimore, the highest rate of any American city, with more than a 500,000 people.
You have to come together. It has to stop. I buried my baby.
This year, the city's grappled with a slew of monstrous murders. A 67-year-old homeless man beat to death with a brick. A mother abducted and left to burn in a vacant home. And an 83-year-old woman raped and killed in her own apartment.
It's sickening. It's sickening and it's sad.
And little Taylor Hayes, the 7-year-old girl who was gunned down while sitting in the back of a car in West Baltimore.
All the killing, it gotta stop. It have to. Kids getting killed. I never see my child again, ever.
Several teens have been pinned with crimes, and police are constantly fighting an uphill battle, dealing with repeat offenders back on the streets.
We're not really encountering anyone who's new to the criminal justice system.
Many are left wondering what it will take to turn this city around.
You get the picture? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. How do you manage to be a ray of sunshine with all of that stuff going on? Welcome, everybody. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Baltimore, most dangerous city in America. 342 murders. 56 murders per 100,000 people. That's dangerous. That's war zone numbers, just to put it in perspective. An 83-year-old woman raped? Really? And then killed? A 7-year-old girl gunned down sitting in her car? What? Who did they think she was, a cop? Wow. Hey, but there is good news, everybody. There is good news. Soon, Baltimore can lose that distinction. Not because it becomes less dangerous, but because the population will fall below 500,000 people, and they won't have to be measured anymore. Have I talked to you about the statistics? Baltimore was a city that had almost 2 million people at one point, back in the 1970s and 80s, whatever. It was growing. Big city. Now Baltimore has 680,000 people and shrinking. All those leftists, you know what they're doing? They're running and they're leaving Baltimore, and they're going over to the civilized cities so they can make them into Baltimores. Yay! You want to give us a call? 844-551-8255. I told you guys we were going around, we were doing this thing called the Kanye effect. These series of talks, if you will, around college campuses and such. And we were trying to teach these kids about, you know, what to look for, how to be more discerning about what you put in your brain. And one of the things we were talking about was Randy, what's his name? What's the guy? Moss, yeah. Randy Moss. So he goes into the Hall of Fame, and he's wearing this tie that's got the 12 black folks that had been killed by police. So we looked at the data, and it was over a five-year period. 12 blacks killed by police over a five-year period, one of whom was not even killed by police. It was Trayvon Martin, killed in 2012 by Zimmerman. So it was 11 blacks killed by police over a 5-year period. So, but leaving Trayvon Martin in there, 2012, there was one death. 2013, zero. 2014, four. 2015, three. 2016, four. So that's the epidemic that these got, that has Colin Kaepernick on his knees, and it has people railing around Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. That's the epidemic. That's the tie. And so the reason why I know these stats, and I'm talking about, we're talking about Baltimore. I played a clip earlier of Baltimore being the most dangerous city in America, over 500,000 people. But the good news is Baltimore will shrink down under 500,000 probably easily within the next decade because people are going to continue to leave. The bad news is they're going to continue to leave, and they're going to take their same leftist sensibilities and move them to other cities and create more Baltimores because that's what happens. Liberals don't learn anything. They don't care that an 83-year-old woman in Baltimore was raped and killed, a 70-year-old girl gunned down as she sat in a car doing nothing, having never done anything to anybody. They can't name you one of the 342 people who were killed or any other part of it. This is what's so bad about it. There's an exodus from these cities, including New York. I'll read this to you. It's from Fox 5. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo blamed the upstate weather for prompting New Yorkers to flee to other states. Cuomo told reporters that while job losses and high taxes once drove people to leave New York, his administration has ended that trend and improved the local economic situation. But many New Yorkers leaving the state are now doing so for personal reasons or decisions that he said are climate-based. I tell you this only to let you know that this clown wants to blame global climate change on people leaving his state. They've been leaving his state in droves since he's been governor, and it's only increased, and he says he's the one that's keeping them there. It's his policies that are working. Let me ask you, do you think maybe Donald Trump's policies have a little bit to do with it? And I don't think they're staying in New York. I think Donald Trump's policies are working in states that aren't governed by crooked unions, crooked Democrat politicians, high crime rates, and a host of other reasons why you wouldn't want to be anywhere near one of these cities. New York is still living on the muscle memory of Giuliani. That's why it's still relatively clean. Do you honestly believe it will stay that way? In that city, cops turn their backs on Mayor, de Blasio. Why? Because he doesn't support him. You think Cuomo's law and order? These are the places that want to create sanctuary states, prosecute cops for doing their job when they confront heinous criminals and kill them, haven't really done a thing with people who put a target on the backs of law enforcement and stalk and kill these people. New York's had its ration of them. And they're killing minority cops. They don't care what color the cop is. But let me tell you something else. The perp doesn't care what your politics are. Let me tell you, one of these Democrat henchmen, one of these bad boys, isn't going to come up to you and want your wallet and say, hey, before I take your wallet, what are you? You Republican or a Democrat? I'm a Democrat. Oh, my bad, man. You walk on. Keep on going there with your girl. Congratulations. We'll talk to you another time. Said no criminal ever. These people are creating cesspools, sinkholes. I mean, I can't even think of all the things I want to say. and living amongst them and doing like what happened when we would go on this neighborhood watch thing and you'd report a crime and people would go, why do you have to say what the race of the perp is? Why do I have to say so you can know who it is, you clown? Somebody's running through the alley, jumping over fences, and what do you want me to say? It was two Chinese guys when it was two black dudes? How about I give you a description so if you happen to see them, you won't mistake them for the two Chinese guys that you think are doing it? It's ridiculous. But this is the stuff we put up with. This is what we deal with as adults in this country where we've got to deal. Let me tell you, we reported crimes of people, you know, be on the lookout for these types of people. Well, you know, just, Kevin, why, they don't say my name, but they would say, you know, person, posting, why do you have to say it's black kids? Why do you have to do that? Because it is. You think we're making it up? And then, here's what's worse. Then when you go, yeah, somebody else will chime in. Oh, yeah, they did it on another street over there. It sounds like it's the same description of guys, you know, et cetera. Well, we probably ought to look out, and then the leftists will chime in. Well, listen, you live in the city. You chose to live here. This is the way that that's the way it is in the city. You know, why don't you just accept it? Okay. You know, it's easy to say. Maybe you ought to watch your girlfriend get abused, you know, by some guys that break in or something. It's easy to say. It's easy to pretend that it's somebody else's problem until it's yours. And let me tell you, at the homicide, at the violent crime rate that they're talking about in Baltimore, and by the way, 56 deaths per 100,000 people. They don't tell you the number of rapes per 100,000 people. They don't tell you the number of armed robberies per 100,000 people. They don't tell you the number of burglaries per 100,000 people. They don't tell you the number of carjackings per 100,000 people, and on. They only tell you the number of murders per 100,000 people. Now, it doesn't seem that big of a deal. You may think that's a pretty good roll of the dice about not getting hurt. Yeah, you're exactly right. Except for the 56 people per 100,000 that get murdered, or whatever the number that get raped, or some other heinous
crime. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
non-attorney-paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Democrats tried to stack the deck against Judge Kavanaugh. They tried to stack the deck against Donald Trump using the FBI, and they're doing the same thing with Kavanaugh. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I've been talking about this Kavanaugh situation. We will be until he is finally confirmed. And there are many of you wondering, is he going to be confirmed? I'll tell you, Vegas says he will, but I'll get to that in a bit. Let's talk about why these witch hunts start, why this one won't be successful. But let me just tell you something that you probably already know. You don't spend a lot of time in D.C. unless you live there or around the Beltway and you got a federal government job. You are out there in every day, everywhere America, outside of the bubble. And inside of that bubble, it is one incestuous cesspool. I want you to picture Sodom and Gomorrah, except for pigs. I'm talking about, if you've ever raised pigs, you know what pigs do? Pigs wallow around in the mud, and and their inside of that mud is their feces, and they love to wallow in it. I don't know why, because that's what pigs do. And you go there, and it has a distinctive odor. A pig farm is a very different smell than a horse farm or than a goat farm or than a cow farm. It's very different, and they all can smell bad because you know animals just they poop in the woods. But pigs has a distinctive odor and a waller, and you know it. You can smell it. I don't know whether it protects their skin. They have very sensitive skin. But D.C. is that times 1,000. And the city has been repugnant for so long that the bureaucrats don't even smell the stench. They become immune to it. What do they call it? Nose something. They got a term. Like nose death. No, not smell. You know what I mean? But you can no longer smell. It's like if you walk around funky enough in your own body, you get to the point where you just go, I don't even smell it. I hearken back to the days when people took one bath every 30 days. Let me tell you something. I'm in full disclosure. If I take one bath every 30 days, you won't want to be around me. If I don't take a bath in 5 days, you're going, Kev, yo, why you gonna be offensive? It's ugly. And the older I get, the worse it is. I don't know if anybody wants to talk about it. Y'all are young. But my audience, am I right? Or is this just something about me? But the older I get, and pretty soon, let me put it this way, I'm going to have to bathe every 2 hours. Because it gets ugly. Within a day, my grandmother, she used to say, boy, you ripe. Has your parent ever used that on you? Like, you're ripe? I think it's an old term. I don't think you guys know what it is. But my grandmother would, when you got stinky, my grandmother would go, Kev, you getting ripe, boy, go take a bath. You know, and it would be because we'd gone out in the woods and maybe it was colder, so we were out there camping maybe 2 or 3 days. And, you know, if you camp in the summer, you'll bathe in the water. But when you camp in the winter, you can't do that. Well, I mean, you can if you're a real Iron Man, but I'm not. I can't stand the cold. So one time I took some guys hunting, and we were out there about 4 days, maybe 5 days, and I got sick and, very meager accommodations. I mean, they were nice, but the water was super cold in the shower. I don't remember all the details, but I didn't shower for like 5 days. And I rode back, and I got the flu, too. I was in the back seat on the floor, and I just remember smelling myself. And you know you're stinky when you smell yourself. Woo! It's ugly. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the repugnance of the Democrats. The connection between all the leftists determined to rid America of its best citizens, the conservatives. When we get together, look, don't misunderstand me. I want to hire people that I know that have worked for this person, that person, et cetera, et cetera. It's easy to say that's what I want to do with with these folks. And, in terms of, I want to be around the same type of people that I'm around, is what I'm saying. I know my producers are looking like, you're not clear, being clear. Okay, am I clear? So I understand if somebody would say, well, Kevin did an investigation and he hired, you know, his brother and his cousin and this person that he worked with, this person that he went to college with. I get it. But in D.C., you would think if you're going to put together an investigation, you could find, I'm speaking of Mueller, you could find somebody that didn't donate to Hillary Clinton. You would think that the deep state guys and the swamp rat FBI people and all that could have something that where you at least feel like there was a modicum of fairness. But you don't. So anyway, here was what it was tweeted. It was a bombshell tweet at the time, and it says, Christine Blasey Ford's brother worked with Peter Strzok's sister-in-law at Exelis, a U.S. defense intelligence contractor. Jill Strzok is Peter Strzok's sister-in-law. Jill Strzok works with Thomas Blasey. Thomas Blasey is Christine Ford's brother. Now, when you start talking about, well, he's a friend of my buddy that used to work at that place, it can get a little convoluted. But a lot of this is not coincidence when you think about it going farther. You know, like, how did Ford choose her lawyer? Well, Feinstein recommended the lawyer. And it turns out that the lawyer is a member of the Stop Trump or the resistance movement, Never Trump, etc. Here's what Miller said to her when she was asking her about this. She said, just a couple of cleanup questions. First of all, which of your two lawyers did Senator Feinstein's office recommend for the Katz? Miller, I'm sorry, the Katz firm. Now, this is not just collusion. It's an all-out assault on an innocent man by Democrats, and it's a planned attack, and it began with the leak. Now, President Trump pulled no punches when he mocked Feinstein's answer about leaking information that Ford had asked be kept confidential.
Releases and leaks, and then they say, oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Remember, Dianne Feinstein, did you? Remember her answer. Did you leak the document? What? Wait 1 minute. Did we leak? No, we didn't leak. I'll tell you what, that was really bad body language. Who knows? Maybe she didn't, but that was the worst body language I've ever seen. The entire nation has witnessed the shameless conduct of the Democrat Party. They're willing to throw away every standard of decency, justice, fairness, and due process to get their way. They don't care how they get it. You see it happening before your eyes. I think it's actually an incredible thing that's happening. And I just hope you don't sit home, because bad things will happen if you sit home.
I love it when Trump goes off the teleprompter. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Making fun of leftists, showcasing their ignorance, showcasing their nature, their true nature. It's horrible, horrible people. But anyway, I want to go back to talking about this thing. This is, you know, this planned attack. It was, so he talked about the leak, and this is how the game gets played in D.C., a partisan woman who wanted to see Kavanaugh taken down at all cost. The idea had been proposed via social media, and Democrats know that proving a negative is next to impossible. Somebody, you know, went, so Kevin, when did you stop beating your wife? You know, you know, that's the way they answer the question, ask you questions. And particularly it's tough when it's a 36-year-old lie. But once the plot was in motion, Ford sent that letter to Feinstein's office, and Feinstein sat on that information. Intentionally. She was coaching the liar, then eventually helps the liar get legal representation. Let her down as a lamb to slaughter. Now, the firm selected, as one of the principals, hated Trump, hates conservatives, hates Americans. If you connected the dot on the genealogy chart of this thing, we'd find everybody in the tree to be kinfolks. The fact is, when it comes to the family tree of leftists, Democrats are more inbred than any hillbilly you've ever met. And as for those willing to do conservatives harm, Democrats are only 2 degrees of separation from each other at best. It's the inbreeding that has caused them to have dementia and a host of other mental illnesses from which most Democrats suffer. You only need to look at the Mueller farce for another indication of inbred derangement at play. The connections to each other, Hillary Clinton, the Obama administration, the FBI, the media, you know, it startles even the most naive among us that they could get away with this. They either went to school together, they worked together in previous jobs, or married to one another, or screwing each other on the side.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.